Men's basketball set to begin shortly here at the Corn Palace. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. Let's begin with Dakota Wesleyan. The Tiger men are 6-0 this year, 2-0 in the GPAC. They're scoring 96 points per game, allowed 77.2 points per game. Tigers out rebound teams 36.7 to 35.5 and are converting 50% of their field goals, 38% of their three-point shots. That is one thing that they have always done well, and that is shoot the basketball. Ty Hoagland averages 23.8 points per game with 4.5 rebounds. He is converting 55.4% of his field goals. He is a junior. Nick Harden scores 19 points per game. Sam McLeod is good for 12.3, and Aaron Amadou tosses in 8.8. Colin Oppold and Nate Davis are coming off of the bench for 7.7 and 6.5 points per game, respectively. The Defender men are 4-2 this season with wins over Waldorf, Valley City State, Mayville State, and Mount Marty. Losses this year are to Graceland and Morningside. Dort's outscoring team 79.8 to 71.2. They have a 43.7 to 36.7 rebounding edge due to the Defenders. Dort's converting 45.8% of its field goals, 31.9% of its three-point shots. Garrett Franken scores 13 points and grabs 6.5 rebounds per game. Chad Barkham and Josh Van Langen have 11.8 and 11.2 points per game, respectively, with 5.2 and 6.0 rebounds per game. Barkham is making 57.8% of his field goals, Van Langen 53.3%. Jesse Jansman, Ben Gaysinker at 10.5 and 10.3. Jansman's played in two games. Alec Henriksen and Chandler Brunsting score 8.3 and 7.0 points per outing. Brunsting also gets three assists per game. Last outing for the Defenders was Saturday when they lost to Morningside 77-66. That is. Franken at 18, Barkham at 15 points and 12 rebounds. Dakota Wesleyan beat Midland in the last GPAC outing for the Tigers on Saturday, 95-92 in overtime. Harden had 24, Amadou 23, Hoagland scored 20 points as the three combined for 21 of 37 shooting from the field. Five players played 33 or more minutes in the overtime game. Wesleyan also played Sisseton-Wahpeton on Monday, beat them 127-78 after leading 62-34 at halftime. Harden and Hoagland had 22 and 17, respectively. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups from the Corn Palace right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Here's your starting lineup. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, the anticipated starting lineup at least. Number three, Alec Henriksen, a 6'2 senior from Spirit Lake, averaging 8.3 points per game. Chad Barkham, a 6'5 junior, Sioux Falls, averaging 11.8 points per outing. Number 11, Ben Gaysink, 6'3 sophomore, Sioux Center, averaging 10.3. And number 22, Garrett Franken, a 6'7 sophomore from Atlantic, averaging 13 points per outing. Chandler Brunsting rounds out the starting five. He's number 10. He's a 6'1 junior from Hall, averaging 7 points per game. Off of the bench, Cooper Ross, 5'9 freshman, Carroll, 3.8 points per game. Josh Van Langen, 6'6 junior from Center, averaging 11.2. And Zach Bussard, 6'6 junior from Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 5.7 points per game. Marcus Winterfeld is in street clothes this evening. He will not play. For Dakota Wesley in their starting lineup, Nick Harden, 5'10 junior from Chicago, averaging 19 points per game. Number 12, Colin Kramer, a 6'7 junior from Volga, South Dakota, averaging 6 points per outing. Number 21, Aaron Amadou, 5'10 senior from Houston, averaging 8.8 points per outing. Number 23, Sam McLeod, a 6'8 junior from Rapid City, averaging 12.3 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup, Ty Hoagland, a 6'3 junior from Del Rapids, averaging 23.8 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with the opening tip in a moment. Well, after some pomp and pageantry, we are just about set for basketball. Dort College against Dakota Wesleyan from here at the Corn Palace. 20 minutes up on the clock as we get set for GPAC men's basketball. The Defender men trying to rebound from a loss over the weekend to Morningside, while Dakota Wesleyan, an overtime win over Midland on Saturday, kept them perfect in the conference at 2-0. Dakota Wesleyan controls the opening tap. Nick Harden with the basketball. Harden passes it. They feed it down low with the basketball. is Colin Kramer. Colin Kramer, two-point basket is good. And the Dort College defenders trail 2-0. 2-0 our score. Wesleyan out to an early lead, scoring on their first possession. Gaysink will drive in with the right hand, scoops it up, too strong off of the glass, and the rebound is cleared by Harden. Nick Harden into the front court. Harden with it at the free throw line. Comes back out front, Hoagland. Hoagland with a basketball. Hoagland, backdoor cut, Harden. Harden, layup, good. Nick Harden with a two-point basket, and Dakota Wesleyan leads 4-0. Harden's going to be a problem the way it looks to me. Pretty quick. And give it off to Brunsting. Brunsting to Gaysink, and we've got a foul called on Dort College. Chandler Brunsting. Chandler trying to run interference after that handoff, and he gets whistled for the personal foul. So Dakota Wesleyan will have the basketball. Wesleyan gets it back after the turnover by the defenders, an offensive foul. That turnover will be charged to Brunsting. Down to the baseline is Harden. Harden scoops it up with the left hand, missed it. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting off the deflection, has the basketball, gives it up Franken. Franken, Gaysink. Gaysink underneath Henriksen. Henriksen with the right hand missed the shot. No good. Rebound cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan, Nick Harden. Harden up the floor, hands it off to Kramer. Colin Kramer back over to Amadou. Amadou, 15-footer, rims around and falls through. Aaron Amadou with the two-point basket. It's 6-0. 6-0. Franken in between the circles. Passes over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the ball. Henriksen gives it up to Barkema. Barkema, left side, Gaysink. Gaysink, Brunsting against Hoagland. They give it back over to Barkema. Barkema fading away from 10 feet, no good. Rebound, Amadou. Amadou with a basketball. Amadou driving coast to coast, lays it up, good. Aaron Amadou with the two-point basket. Dakota Wesleyan starts the game with an 8-0 run. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. So timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders, trailing 8-0. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Well, if you're Dort College, you obviously don't want Dakota Wesleyan to run away and hide with this one. Wesleyan out to a quick 8-0 lead. I think they've missed one shot. 17-51 and counting, first half. Ben Gaysink off the dribble, drives in with the left hand, good. Dort College clears out, Ben Gaysink takes it to the rim. Defenders trail 8-2, now you need a stop. Amadou with it on the left side, out front to Kramer. Kramer to Hoagland, Hoagland driving in, Hoagland with the left hand. Ty Hoagland with his first 2 points this evening. Wesleyan leads 10-2. Barkema driving in, and a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Wesleyan and Sam McLeod. McLeod whistled for the personal. Barkema to the free throw line to shoot two. So Barkema shooting a pair after he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw for the junior from Sioux Falls. One's up and good. Jansman, Van Langen are in. Brunsting and Franken are out. Another free throw on the way for Barkema, a 62% free throw shooter. Number 5 for the defenders. Puts it up. Looks good. It is. 10-4. Dort College down 6. Amadou passes over to Hoagland. Hoagland on the right wing. Wants a clear out. He's guarded by Van Langen. Gives it up Harden. Harden against Henriksen. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Jansma. Jesse into the front court working against Harden. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen on the left wing. Alec with it. Gives it back over to Gaysink. Gaysink back to Henriksen. Henriksen right side. Jansma. Elbow pass. Left side. Juven Langen fires it back out for Alec. Alec three, short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Jansma. Jansma ball fake, nothing there. Put it on the deck. Now passes it back over to Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball. Jansma. Jansma right side. Barkema on the wing. Underneath it goes to Van Langen. Van Langen has it tipped away from him. Out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Could have been a foul call. Instead, they give Dort College the basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Barkema. Ben Gasink over to Barkema. Barkema, Henriksen. Henriksen underneath Gasink. Gasink, fadeaway on the baseline, is good as he goes over the top of Nate Davis. Ben Gasink with 4 points. Defenders trail 10-6. 10-6. Harden puts it on the floor against Jansma. Shot blocked by Van Langen on the help defense. Here comes Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jesse looking, gives it to Henriksen. Henriksen underneath Van Langen. Van Langen has it stripped away from behind by Harden. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It's Dort College basketball. So the defenders inbounding Jansma. And we've got a hold called on Davis. Nate Davis is going to be called for the personal foul as he gets caught for the hold as Gasink cut through the lane. Dort College with the basketball. 17 seconds on the play clock, so they'll reset, or pardon me, on the shot clock, so they'll reset it to 20. Henriksen on the right wing. Alec to Jansma. Jansma, spin move in the lane, his shot, no good. And what do we have? We've got a hold called on Van Langen on the rebound. Luke Langner comes racing in to make that foul call. Jason Harstick and Alex Johnson also on the whistle here this evening. Dakota Wesleyan 10, Dort College 6. After the foul call, Wesleyan, they lob it for McLeod. McLeod guarded by Jansma. McLeod, shot off the glass, good as he backs his way in. His first 2 points this evening, averaging 10.3 points per game. Defenders trail 12-6. Up to Henriksen. Henriksen, Barkema. Barkema, three from the corner, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Hoagland. Now Wesleyan racing back the other way. Davis with the basketball. Davis gives it up to Hoagland. Hoagland guarded by Barkema. Hoagland picks up his dribble. He passes right side to Kramer. Back out front, McLeod. McLeod lets fly with a three. No good. Jansma. Jansma drives in. His shot no good, but a foul on Davis. That's number two on Nate Davis. Davis, a reserve guard. Jesse Jansma will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So he was fouled in the act of shooting. Defenders trailing 12-6. So Wesleyan got out to an 8-0 lead. Since then, Dort College has whittled the lead down to 4. Now it's back to 6 and an opportunity to get back to within 4. Jansma's first free throw is good. Jesse Jansma with another free throw. 14:43 remaining. Jansma eyes it, flies it, and kicks that one off the heel, but the rebound is cleared by Van Langen. Cooper Ross in the ballgame. They get it over to Brunsting, misses a shot. Rebound, Franken kicks it back out to Cooper, and Cooper Ross will look to the bench. Ross running point right now. Ross gives it high post, Franken. Franken squares up, 18-footer good. Garrett Franken with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 12-9. 14:15 remaining. Amadou, basketball, left side. Gives it off to Oppold. Oppold to Harden. Harden out front, guarded by Cooper Ross. Off the dribble is Hoagland. Floater with a left hand, no good after he was cut off on the help defense. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Van Langen gives it off to Cooper Ross. Cooper Ross hesitates. Cooper back out front, turns it over after he tried to pass against the grain. Amadou takes it away. Amadou kicks it into the corner. Oppold. Oppold. Nothing there. Might have been a travel. Stolen by Jansma on the help defense after Tristan Techmeyer lost it. Cooper Ross, three, ties it. Cooper Ross with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders tied up with 13:32 remaining. First half, Dakota Wesleyan uses a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Wesleyan. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Vision Realty, hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College battling back from an 8-0 deficit. And have tied it at 12-12. Wesleyan basketball. Techmeyer. Techmeyer gives it up. Harden. Harden. Kick out pass. Oppold. Oppold. Three. Missed it. No good. And a foul called over the top. That's going to go on Techmeyer, the junior from Sioux Falls. As he goes over the top of Josh Van Lingen, gets called for the push. And with 13:17 left to go in the first half, Dort College with a chance to take their first lead. Brunsting gets it back over to Jesse, and Jesse's going to be called for traveling. Jansma got it on the left wing, just a little too eager, went with a ball fake, and didn't get the ball on the deck quickly enough. Turnover back to Wesleyan. Wesleyan with it. Up the floor, Harden. Harden now guarded by Van Lingen, and he wants a clear out. Dort College really sagging off, though, underneath. Harden off the drive. Puts it up. Blocked by Franken. Rebound Franken. Garrett gets it away. Cooper Ross. Cooper with the basketball. Ross, the freshman from Carroll, picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Jansma at the top of the key. Franken. Left side jumper. Baseline. 13-footer is good. Garrett Franken with 4 points. Dort College leads 14-12. Right side, Harden, guarded by Cooper Ross, gives it up to Techmeyer. Techmeyer facing up against Van Lingen. Techmeyer stops in the lane, puts it up, shot no good. There for the rebound, Techmeyer put back no good. Another put back no good, and finally, Van Lingen comes away with it after the vertical contest. Comes back to Cooper Ross. Cooper Ross driving in against Harden, comes back over to Jansma. Jansma to Van Lingen. Van Lingen gives it up, Franken. Garrett at the free throw line. Back to Josh. Josh, high arching three. Missed it. No good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Amadou with it on the left side. Guarded by Ross. They sag off him. They give it up to Oppold. Oppold. Amadou. Amadou right side. Hoagland. Hoagland guarded there by Van Lingen as they switch on the ball screen out front. Three-pointer missed, no good by Harden. Rebound taken away, weak side by Cooper Ross. He hot-foots it into the front court, doesn't have the numbers. Feeds it underneath Van Lingen. Van Lingen against Techmeyer, puts it up. Shot won't go. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a basketball to Amadou. Amadou driving in, drew some contact, no call made. Here comes Dort College. Ross after the rebound. Cooper to Brunsting. Right side, Franken. Franken, three. Left it short, no good. Long rebound, though. Jansma had it momentarily and then lost it on a collision with a teammate. They give it back to Hoagland. Hoagland shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Van Lingen. And with a drive, that's Hoagland. Hoagland fouled. Dort College commits a foul. That's going to go on Van Lingen. That's number two on Josh. 11 minutes remaining here in the first half. Defenders 14, Dakota Wesleyan 12. Ty Hoagland, first free throw, good. He's got another one on the way. 79% free throw shooter coming into the ballgame. So a second free throw on the way for Ty Hoagland. This one's up, and Hoagland rattles that one through. He's got four. We're tied at 14. We have our second tie. The first one came at 12-12. Giesink, Franken. Franken, top of the key. He's going to go to work on Kramer. Franken takes it right hand, kisses it off of the glass from about 8 feet, and the defenders lead 16-14. Shot blocked, out of bounds by Franken. Harden taking another charge into the lane, and that time his shot is swatted away. Inbounding, Harden to Amadou. Amadou back up front, Davis. Davis back to Harden. Harden with the basketball. Harden driving right side, cut off. He's going to drive in now with a left hand from the right side. Good. Pretty slick. Nick Harden averaging 14 points per game, ties it at 16. Giesink trying to answer. Harden doesn't give him any ground. And Gasing's shot is short, no good. We're tied at 16 all. Amadou guarded by Giesink. Amadou, now they switch out front. That's Brunstein guarding him. Gives it up to Nate Davis. Davis to McLeod. McLeod back out front, 10 to shoot for Wesleyan. Davis will put up the long three, missed it. Rebound taken away by Brunstein. Brunstein has the numbers. Brunstein driving right hand. Kick out pass, and it's taken away by McLeod. McLeod's slow enough getting back on defense that he ends up getting that pass, that kick out pass, and taking it away. But Wesleyan and Amadou, a spin move on the sideline, and he turns it over as he steps on the sideline. Dort College basketball, Ben Giesink brings it up. Giesink, right side, Franken. And we have Chandler Brunsting. They say that he came in from out of bounds and didn't establish himself in inbounds. And Brian Van Haften is going to ask Luke Langner for an explanation. Ball's in play. Driving in Harden. Harden lost it. Goes out of bounds, last touch by a defender. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. And Coach VH not letting this one go easily. He's letting Luke Langner know he doesn't agree with that call. Ty Hoagland out front. Hoagland working against Franken. Hoagland, they switch off. Kick out pass. Three up, good for Colin Kramer. Kramer with five as he buries that one from the left wing. Gives Wesleyan a 19-16 lead. Franken's going to answer with a three. Missed it, no good. Tap out, though, Franken. Franken back over to Barkema. Barkema, Giesink. Giesink posting up against Harden. Ben shovels it back outside. Comes back to Barkema. Barkema against Amadou. Barkema underneath Giesink. Giesink has a block from behind by McLeod. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Harden up the floor. Henriksen picks him up. Right side, driving in with the left hand is Nick Harden. Harden with six, 21-16. And a pass over the top, knocked away by McLeod. Dort College down five, 21-16. Wesleyan right now on a 7-0 run. Jesse Jansma will check in. Brunstein will check out. Jesse Jansma to trigger it. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Jansma gets it into Barkema. Barkema will drive baseline. Barkema's cross-court pass intended for Henriksen. Turns it over. Hoagland comes up with it. Hoagland driving in, shot no good. Tap in attempt by Kramer, no good. Here comes Dort College. Cutter intended for Barkema, and Barkema got hit in the face as that ball deflected out. Zach Bussard will check into the game. Checking out is Garrett Franken. 21-16. Uppold will check into the game for Wesleyan. Harden will check out. Gaysink gets the ball inbounded to Buss. Buss with a left hand off the inbounds play. Run a screen for him in the middle of the lane. He gets free for the easy bucket. 21-18, Dort College down three. Oppold thought about the three. Gives it up instead to McLeod, 6'8". Player on the wing. Hoagland on the give and go. Doesn't get it back, though. Shot up, down for Kramer. Kramer, another three. He's got eight. He's averaging 6 points per game. Wesleyan leads 24-18. Bussard against McLeod. Bussard, left-handed hook, no good. Rebound cleared, Amadou. Amadou into the front court. Amadou down to the baseline. Gives it up. Easy bucket for Cullen Kramer. Kramer with 10 points. And Wesleyan has extended the lead to 26-18, and the defenders need a timeout. Timeout on the floor with 7:19 remaining in the first half. Dort College down 8. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more right after this. Ben Gaysink will bring the basketball up for the defenders after the timeout. Dort College has four timeouts remaining. Jesse Jansma driving in, and he's going to be called for traveling. So Jesse whistled for the travel violation as he took it with a dribble on the right-hand side. They say he got an extra step. Jansma doesn't agree. Not going to win that argument. Tiger basketball up 8, 26-18. Hoagland shakes left, goes right, finishes with the right hand. And Ty Hoagland has 6 points. Dort down 10, 28-18. Dort College needs a basket in a bad way. Dort College tries to get it underneath Zach Bussard, and Bussard turns it over. Cooper Ross will check into the game. Alec Henriksen checks out. Bringing the basketball up is Amadou. Amadou passes left side over to Hoagland. Hoagland with it on the left wing. Hoagland, step back three, got it. If he gets rolling, look out. He's got over 1,300 career points already. Jesse Jansma answering with a three of his own. He's got 4 points, and the defenders still down 10, 31, 21 as Jansma hits that left wing jumper. McLeod, right side, guarded by Jansma. Wesleyan with a little bit of a size advantage here. Hoagland driving in, and we've got a blocking foul called on Cooper Ross. Cooper a little slow in, sliding over to take that charge in the estimation of the officials. North College coaching staff doesn't agree. Ty Hoagland will go to the free throw line where he is 25 of 31 this season. So Ty Hoagland to the free throw line, shooting a pair, does the left-hander from Del Rapids. All is said and done, he'll probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,600 points, barring something unexpected. Scoring over 23 points per game so far for Wesleyan. And in this system, he will get his chances. Makes both free throws. He's got 11 first half points. Ben Gaysink able to split the defense. They isolate him. And Dort College answers with a driving lay-in by Gaysink. Hoagland on the other end misses a lay-in. Whistle late. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Ty Hoagland will go to the free throw line for another two. Free throw is off the heel and drops through. 5 for 5 now is Hoagland from the charity stripe. Wesleyan has not missed many shots this evening. Dort College defensively has to tighten things up. Another free throw on the way. That's up and good. 13 for Hoagland. 35-23, defenders down a dozen. Jansma, right side, Barkema. They give it up underneath for Jansma, and Jansma is fouled on the play by Amadou. Dort College trailing by 12. Checking in for Dakota Wesleyan is Colin Kramer. Checking out Colin Uppold. Dort College basketball after the inbounds. Jansma drops it off for Van Langen. Van Langen kick out. Brunsting, get in there. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Hoagland. Hoagland gives it up to Harden. Back to Hoagland. Hoagland left side. Trying to get the return pass. Brunsting dogging him. Amadou. McLeod. McLeod three from the wing. Good. McLeod with his first three. He's got 5. And the Tigers have opened up a 15-point advantage. 38-23. Franken to Jansma to Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball. Back to Franken. Franken spins. His shot no good. Rebound cleared by Kramer. Kramer to Hoagland. Hoagland, McLeod. McLeod gives to Hoagland. Hoagland on the baseline. Step back three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Ross. Cooper Ross into the front court. Dort College needs to dent this 15-point lead. Shot no good, but there to clean it up is Josh Van Langen. Van Langen with his first two this evening. And the defenders trail 38-25, a Baker's dozen lead for the Tigers. So far, Dort College had a little stretch where they slowed things down. Kick out pass, three, good. Aaron Amadou with 7, 41-25. Cooper Ross gives to Jansma. Jansma, Van Langen. Van Langen back to Cooper. Cooper Ross step back three. Missed it. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan gets it back. Leading by 16. 41-25. And they're threatening to take a stranglehold on this right now. And a backdoor cut. Hoagland, easy basket on the back door. His third two of the first half. 15 in the first half for Hoagland. And Wesleyan has a 43-25 advantage. Jansma tries to drive in. Poked away from behind. It's taken away. Hoagland tries to dunk it. Short arms it. Comes out to Harden. Harden to Kramer, and Kramer can't finish it. Dort College down 18, 43-25. It's team foul number 6 on the defenders. That did not come on the shot. Jansman's been laying it along with Cooper Ross checking out. Pretty important last 3:05 here in the first half. Defenders down 18. Hoagland with it in the left corner. Comes back out front. Gives back, gets it back. Drives in with the left hand. His layup is good. Ty Hoagland with another two. Wesleyan leads 45-25. Ben Gasing driving in. His shot missed it. No good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds by Harden. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort by 20. down by 20, I should say, with 2:39 remaining. .45-25, Dort College down 20, and Dakota Wesleyan's Matt Wilbur vehemently protesting, saying that it was last touched by Dort. He did not see the same thing I did from my vantage point, where it clearly went off of Harden and out of bounds. As it is, he calls a timeout. Up 20 with 2:39 remaining in the half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Gasing gets the ball inbounded to Henriksen. Henriksen comes back over to Brunsting. Brunsting with a basketball. Brunsting back to Henriksen. Henriksen can't hang on to it. Ball's taken away. And Amadou comes up with it. Amadou back to Harden. Now Amadou. Amadou. Davis. Davis to Kramer. Kramer reverse layup, but we have a foul on the play called on Ben Gasing. Ben Gasing whistled for the personal. Kramer will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's got 10 points here in the first half. Team foul number 7 on the defenders. It's been all Dakota Wesleyan other than a run where Dort College led briefly at 14-12 and 16-14. Wesleyan outscored Dort College 14-2. No, it was more than that even. 17-2. To take control of this, now they lead 47-25 after a couple of made free throws by Colin Kramer. Gasing to Henriksen. Henriksen, right side. Brunsting. Brunsting, Gasing. Gasing driving in with the right hand. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan and Amadou. Amadou picks up his dribble. Comes back right side. Harden. Harden to Amadou. Amadou into the lane. Back to McLeod. McLeod three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Chandler gives it up. Gasing. Gasing. Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline. Barkema fading away. His shot is good. Chad Barkema with a fadeaway from the left baseline as you face the hoop. Ends the Dort College drought. Stops the run at 9 in a row for Wesleyan. They lead 47-27. Kramer misses the long three, but the weak side rebound off of the air ball is cleared by McLeod. McLeod to Harden. Harden gets it back, driving in. Reverse layup is good. Nick Harden with 4 2-point field goals in the first half. Dort College trails 49-27. Gasing driving in, puts it up, and he is fouled on the play by McLeod. So McLeod whistled for the personal, his second. 49-27, the defenders leading, trailing by 22. Gasing, couple of free throws. First one up and good. Gasing with 5. Another one on the way for Gasing. Gasing makes the second one. 67% free throw shooter entering the game. 2 for 2 now. Defenders trailing by 20, under a minute to go in the half. Davis out front. Amadou. Amadou back to Davis. Davis, ball fake. Drops it off for Techmeyer. Techmeyer's shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Techmeyer off of his own missed shot. Tristan Techmeyer makes it 51-29. Gasing for the basketball, 19 seconds remaining in the half. Gasing guarded by Amadou. Gasing at the top of the key, driving in, puts up the shot over the top of Kramer. Davis lets fly with a three. They wave it off, even if it had gone, and the Dort College defenders trail 51-31 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 51-31, Dakota Wesleyan leading Dort College in this Great Plains Athletic Conference men's basketball game. Wesleyan got out to an 8-0 lead. Dort College battled back to tie it, led briefly at 14-12 and 16-14. Wesleyan tied it at 16, and that was part of a 7-0 run that stretched then into Wesleyan outscoring Dort College 17-2, establishing a 13-point lead at 31-18, and that lead gradually grew to 51-31, and that's where we are at halftime. Unofficially, Dort College led by Ben Gasink with 10 points, while Wesleyan is topped by Ty Hoagland unofficially with 17. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College trailing Wesleyan 51-31. Shooting in the first half, Dort College 12 for 32, 38%, 2 for 10 on threes. Dakota Wesleyan 19 of 38 from the floor, 50%, 5 of 12 on threes. Wesleyan 8 for 8 from the free throw line, Dort College 5 for 6. Rebounding, Dort College 19-17 advantage. Turnovers, Dort College 10, Dakota Wesleyan just 2 so far. Dort College led by Ben Gasink's 10 points, 6 points for Garrett Franken, 4 for Chad Barkema, 4 for Jesse Jansma, 3 for Cooper Ross, 2 each for Josh Van Lingen and Zach Bussard. For Dakota Wesleyan, 17 for Ty Hoagland, 12 for Cullen Kramer, 8 for Nick Harden, 7 for Aaron Amadou, 5 for Sam McLeod, and 2 for Tristan Techmeyer. 4 rebounds each for Cullen Kramer and Aaron Amadou. Also 4 rebounds for Sam McLeod. For Dort College, they were led in rebounding by Chandler Brunsting with 3 and Garrett Franken with 4. Josh Van Lingen has 6, actually, as I look down the list. He had 2 offensive and 4 defensive rebounds. Dort College trailing at halftime, though. They've got some work to do. 51-31. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with a rundown of the scores from the conference right after this. Yes. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. In progress, men's scores. Most of them in the second half now. Doan leads Midland, 43-38. Morningside leads Briarcliff, 49-41. Northwestern all over Mount Marty, 64-35 at Yankton. Concordia over Hastings, 47-34. And here in Mitchell, it's Dakota Wesleyan 51, Dort College 31. Earlier tonight, women's basketball, Dort College falls 72-68 to the number 2 rated team in the country. Dakota Wesleyan, a 4-point win, used a strong third quarter to spearhead that victory. Morningside defeats Briarcliff in women's play 71-67. Midland over Doan, 66-47. Northwestern over Mount Marty, 92-82, and Concordia over Hastings, 82-68. Let's take another break. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Reminder what's coming up the rest of the week for Dort College Athletics. Dort College Cross Country in Cedar Rapids for the NAI Championships on Friday. That'll be a 10:30 race time on Friday morning for the women, followed by the men at about 11:30. Dort College women's basketball from Omaha, Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock, Dort College facing the College of St. Mary Flames. You can hear that College of St. Mary versus Dort College basketball game on KDCR this Saturday afternoon. One more break, second half play right after this. 51-31, Dort College trying to fight their way back into this contest. Missed shot on the Dort College end. Dakota Wesleyan has a shot blocked in a transition opportunity. Dort College with it back now, 19:30 remaining. Shot no good by Barkema. Rebound cleared by Dakota Wesleyan, and Wesleyan will bring it up. Harden with it. Harden back out front. He passes off to Kramer. Kramer with a basketball, Harden. Harden, Hoagland. Hoagland driving in with the left hand, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Frank, and Frank and ahead to Brunsting. Brunsting, three, no good. Rebound, Barkema had it momentarily. Now it's taken back by Amadou. And Dakota Wesleyan has the 20-point lead at 51-31. Right side pass, Colin Kramer. Kramer over to Hoagland. Hoagland with the basketball, picks up the dribble. Comes back to McLeod. McLeod, Kramer. Kramer, Hoagland. Hoagland fouled on the play. And that foul is going to go on Alec Henriksen on the help defense. So he goes up to try and block that shot. Ty Hoagland will go to the free throw line. 17 points tonight for Hoagland. 6 for 6 from the free throw line. And he makes that one. He's got 18. Another free throw on the way for Hoagland. And that one's up and off the heel. No good. Misses his first free throw of the evening. Ben Gasing at the top of the key, directing traffic. Gasing gives it back over to Barkema. Barkema comes back to Brunsting. Brunsting double-teamed. Tries to get it back out, does to Franken. Franken tests the waters into the lane, off balance. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared. Ty Hoagland. Hoagland into the corner. Amadou. Amadou with the right hand. Good. Aaron Amadou with 9 points. Wesleyan leads 54-31. Driving in is Henriksen. Henriksen shot no good. Rebound Franken. Franken three, top of the key. Good. A three-point bucket for Garrett Franken. He's got 9. Wesleyan in control, though, 54-34. Driving in is Harden. Harden shot blocked by Franken. But a foul on the play called against Garrett Franken. That's his first. Free throws on the way for Nick Harden. Harden with 8 points. Going to the charity stripe. First free throw on the way for Harden is up and good. So Harden with 9 points. A second free throw on the way for Harden. 55-34 pending the second free throw. This one's up and good as well. 56-34. Harden now with 10 points. Gasink to Franken to Jansma. Jansma gives it up. Franken. Franken puts up a three. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Pass comes in. Gasink gets free underneath. Ben Gasink with a dozen points. Dort College down 56-36. Amadou driving left side. And Jesse Jansma is going to be called for a foul before the shot. Jansma called for his first foul. Team foul number 3 on the defenders. Hoagland into the corner. McLeod. McLeod misses the 3. Rebound taken away by Franken. Garrett up the floor with the basketball. Guarded by Kramer. Franken. Short jumper. Good. Garrett Franken with 11 points. Defenders lead 56-38. Nick Harden with it in between the circles. Goes over to Amadou. Amadou puts up a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken to Gasing. Gasing driving in. Puts it up with the right hand. Hits the rim. and bounces back to Amadou. Amadou heads the other way. Amadou to McLeod. McLeod, right side, Harden. Harden with the left hand, he lays it up. Nick Harden swooping in from the right wing, finishes with the left hand over the lip of the rim. Been laying into Jansma. Jansma over the basketball, and he dribbles it off of Amadou's foot. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball trailing 58-38. Ben Gasing inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes into Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. Franken underneath Ben Langen. Ben Langen layup, good. Dort College works a high-low. Defenders trail 58-40. McLeod. McLeod, right side, Amadou. Amadou, Kramer. Kramer in the lane. Comes back outside, and the three-pointer for Amadou. Amadou with 12 points. As he knocks down that straight-on triple. Ben Gasing at the top of the key. Gives inside, Van Langen. Van Langen against McLeod. Shot no good. But Van Langen is fouled on the play. And Van Langen will go to the free throw line and will shoot a pair of free throws. He's got a couple of two-point field goals to his credit so far. So Dort College inbounds after the foul called after Van Langen tried to go into the lane. Pass comes back over to Jansma. His shot missed. Rebound Barkema. Barkema back to Jansma. Jansma to Van Langen. Van Langen driving in. Van Langen with the left hand, no good, but it's put back off of his own missed shot is good. So Josh Van Langen with 6 points. Defenders trail 61-42. Reverse layup by Harden is good. So Harden with a reverse layup. He's got a couple of field goals and a couple of free throws already in this second half. Jansma to Henriksen. Henriksen misses the shot. He drove into the lane. And the rebound is cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Ball tipped out by Brunsting. So Wesleyan with a 21-point lead at 63-42, and they're inbounding. Right side, Wesleyan, Amadou. In between the circles, back over to Davis. Nate Davis misses the three-point shot. Rebound Kramer, kick-out pass Amadou. Amadou drives in, back over to Kramer, and what do we have? Travel violation called on Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort down 21, 63-42. Got to find a way to string together two or three stops. Van Langen to Brunsting, picks up his dribble, bounces it down low for Van Langen, facing up, now spins, back over to Henriksen, misses the three from the right wing, and the rebound, we've got a foul called on Josh Van Langen on the rebound. Team foul number 4 on the defenders, and Dakota Wesleyan has a 63-42 advantage. Cooper Ross is checking into the game. Checking out will be Alec Henriksen. McLeod checking in. Also checking in, Colin Oppold. Checking out is Kramer for Dakota Wesleyan. Bringing the basketball up, Aaron Amadou. Amadou gets three-turn pass. He gives it a right corner to Uppold. Uppold, McLeod. McLeod, three, good. Sam McLeod, the junior from Rapid City, with 8 points. He's got a couple of threes. And Wesleyan leads at 66-42. They give it underneath Van Langen. Van Langen misses the first shot, gets the second one. He's got eight. And the defenders trail 66-44. Amadou, right wing. Back to McLeod. Davis. Davis, three. Good. Nate Davis with his first three of the night, 69-44. Inside it goes Van Langen. Van Langen shot no good. Rebound cleared by Hoagland. Hoagland with the basketball. Amadou. Amadou. Davis. Davis. Down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back out front, McLeod. McLeod, three. Missed it straight on. Rebound cleared by Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Into the corner, Brunsting. Now Cooper Ross. Brunsting, right corner, three. Missed it. No good. Dort College's perimeter shooting. Not good this evening. Right side it goes, Brunsting. Now Cooper Ross. Cooper Ross, floater in the lane from 10, is good. Cooper with five. Dort College trails 69-46, and the defenders call the timeout. 12:07 remaining in regulation. Dakota Wesleyan 69, Dort College 46. Timeout on the floor. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Earlier tonight, Dort College basketball, the women lost 72-68 to the number two rated team in the country. The defender men, a slow start, and it's been tough going this evening for them. With 12:07 remaining, Wesleyan with this one in hand, 69-46. Wesleyan after the timeout. Shot by McLeod, missed it. Colin Oppold had an offensive rebound, unable to finish. Jesse Jansma back the other way, rims it around and it drops through. Jesse Jansma with his second field goal tonight. His other was a three. He's got 6 points. Dort College trails 69-48. Amadou driving in, kick out. McLeod, McLeod, three, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound cleared by Jansma. Jansma up the floor with the basketball. He goes right side, Brunsting. Brunsting, shot no good. Rebound, Barkema. Barkema, shot no good. Short arms it in the lane. And the rebound is cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan, Hoagland. Hoagland driving in. Right-handed shot off the glass, no good. Harden, beg your pardon, that is Davis with the offensive rebound and the putback. And Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the basketball underneath the basket. That is team foul number five on the defenders in this half. Dakota Wesleyan. Has been called for one foul so far. Bussard is in. Cooper Ross checks out. Pass comes into Oppold, misses the elbow jumper. Rebound cleared by Brunsting. Brunsting left side, Jansma. Jansma, three, good. Jesse Jansma with the three-point basket. Jansma now with nine. Amadou with the basketball. Dort College down 18, 69-51. Let's see if Dort College is able to keep pecking away. They don't get a stop that time. Nick Harden able to drive baseline. He's got 16. 71-51, now a steal by Amadou. Amadou to Harden. Harden over the basketball, and Harden is called for a push-off. And Dort College will have the basketball length of the floor in front of them. Chad Barkema throws it in. Gets the ball inbounded to Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting with it in between the circles. Chandler goes high post. Garrett Franken. Franken going to be called for traveling as he comes to a jump stop but shuffles his feet. 71-51, Wesleyan. In control of this one. Pass right side, Oppold. As we approach the midpoint of the second half, Nate Davis with it on the left wing. Davis to Oppold. Oppold, right wing. Back to Amadou. Amadou, Harden. Harden gives it up. McLeod. McLeod fouled on the drive. And McLeod will go to the free throw line where he will shoot two. Sam McLeod with 8 points this evening. And he'll try to reach double figures here with a couple of made free throws. First free throw on the way for McLeod, no good. McLeod, a 20% free throw shooter, 1 for 5. 6 feet 8 inches tall, but he plays mainly on the perimeter. Wesleyan does not post anyone up. McLeod makes 1 of 2 free throws. 72-51. Pass goes left side, Barkema. Barkema, Jansma. Jansma, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound, Bussard. He stripped on the way up. Now the ball tipped away by Wesleyan, pardon me, by Dort. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jesse Jansma. Harden. Oppold. Oppold, 3, right wing, no good. Rebound cleared by Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Fires it underneath Bussard. Bussard working on McLeod. Bussard, shot, good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Zach Bussard will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got 4 points. That's foul number 3 on McLeod. McLeod commits the foul, and Bussard will go to the charity stripe. Kramer back in. Also checking back in, Techmeyer. Jansma is out for the defenders. Gesink is in. 9:16 remaining. Wesleyan has played 3 players off of their bench so far. Bussard, 3-point play. He's got 5 points, just shy of his season average. 72-54, Dort College down 18. Right side it goes, Harden. Harden on the wing out front, Hoagland. Hoagland, top of the key, back to Harden. Harden loses the handle on it, throws it up for grabs. Kramer comes down with it. 10 seconds remaining. He hands it back over to Hoagland. Hoagland working against Gesink. Hoagland picks up his dribble. Comes back to Kramer. Kramer, 3. Good. Colin Kramer with 15 points, his first points of the second half. Now it goes right side. Brunsting. Brunsting, 3. Good, but a foul on the play called on Kramer. And Chandler Brunsting with an opportunity at the 4-point play. That's Brunsting's first made 3 this evening. 75-57, Dort College by 18. Dort College now down 17 as Brunsting makes the free throw for that 4-point play. Dort within 17, 75-58. Kramer with 8:28 remaining. Gives it back over to Hoagland. Now Amadou. Amadou drops it off. And Techmeyer is going to be called for traveling. So Barkema will throw it in. Ben Gesink will bring it up. Gesink on the right side. Lost the dribble. Comes back to Brunsting. Brunsting, 3, missed it, no good. Up high for the rebound, and the putback is Franken, but Franken is fouled on the play. And Garrett will go to the free throw line, try to make up some ground with the clock stopped. 8:05 remaining. Defenders trail 75-58. Get it down to 15 here with a couple of made free throws. First one is up and good. got another one coming. 12 points for Garrett. Second free throw is up and good as well. So Frank, and a 67% free throw shooter coming into the game, gets Dort back to within 15, 75-60. Wesleyan basketball out front. Kramer thought about pulling the trigger on a quick three. Instead goes to Hoagland. Hoagland three, missed it from the corner. And the rebound is cleared by Bussard. Bussard gets it ahead to Franken. Franken over the basketball. Garrett pulls up from 15. In and out, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Barkema. Barkema off of the glass, good. Chad Barkema with a two-point bucket. And the Dort College defender showing some signs of life. They're back to within 13 at 75-62 on the putback by Chad Barkema. Dort College has trailed by as many as 25. That was at 69-44. They're back to within 13, 75-62. Wesleyan basketball after the timeout when we return right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, 75-62, Dort College. Down 13. Wesleyan over the basketball after the timeout. Amadou, three. Got it. Amadou with 15. Defenders trail, 78-62. Now they need to answer. Franken, 17-footer straight on, partially blocked. No. They say the ball wasn't touched by Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College will put on full-court pressure defense, trailing by 16. In the backcourt is Harden, and a foul called on Ben Gasink. Gasink whistled for the foul, and Dakota Wesleyan will have it length of the floor to go. Team foul number 6 on Dort College. 7:05 remaining in regulation. Wesleyan is led by 20-plus. It's a 16-point ball game right now. Out front, Hoagland. Hoagland, Amadou. Amadou, Harden. Harden back to Amadou. Amadou, top of the key. Back to Hoagland. 6:50 left to go. Kick out pass, Hoagland. Hoagland, three. Missed it. Too strong, no good, but a long rebound. Amadou comes away with it. Aaron Amadou with the offensive rebound. Wesleyan will take some more time off of the clock. Into the corner, Harden. Harden underneath McLeod. McLeod up strong. His two-pointer is good. Sam McLeod with 11 points. Dort College, after getting it down to 13, back down 18 now. Bussard misses the shot. And Dakota Wesleyan comes away with a rebound. Wesleyan has scored 5 in a row. And a chance to build on that string after Dort College had it down to 13. Kramer outside Harden. Harden left-handed three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken up the floor, underneath Bussard. Bussard lay-in, good. Zach Bussard with a two-point bucket off the assist by Franken with 5:38 remaining. Dort College trails by 16. Right side with it is McLeod. McLeod on the right wing. Give it back. Goes over to Kramer. Kramer misses the three. Rebound cleared by Bussard. Bussard to Brunsting. Brunsting. Right side Franken. Franken, three. Off the mark, no good. Offline on that top of the key, three. And the rebound is cleared. Harden. Harden gives it up. Amadou. Amadou with the basketball. Amadou picks up his dribble, gets the return pass, comes back over to Hoagland. Hoagland lets fly with a three, and he got it. Ty Hoagland with 21. Wesleyan leads 83-64. Not sure Dort College has another run in them. They had it down to 13. Ben Gasink will put up a three, and he hits it. Ben Gasink with the triple. Dort College, 15 points from Ben. Timeout on the floor, charge two. Dort College, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more right after this. 83-67. Defenders down 16. This was a 20-point ball game at halftime, 51-31. Dort College trailed by as many as 25, according to my running score, 69-44. The defenders send Van Langen, Franken, Jansma, Gasink, and Barkema out onto the floor. Inbounding the basketball will be Nick Harden. And Harden will trigger it. Harden gives it up. Amadou. Amadou with it in the backcourt. Stolen by Franken. Franken shot no good, but he gets his own rebound back. Puts it up and down. Garrett Franken with a steal and the eventual basket. Dort College down 14. 83-69. Ball's down on the floor, and now we've got a reach-in foul called on Garrett Franken. So Franken whistled for the personal foul. So Franken, with that bucket moments ago, gets Dort College back to within 14 at 83-69. So the defenders do have another charge in them the way it looks. Amadou with a 1-1, though. 4:25 remaining. Amadou, 88% free throw shooter. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw coming for Amadou. Amadou with 16 points by my count. Another free throw. This one's up and good. So Amadou makes both free throws, and it's 85-69, 4:20 and counting. Jesse Jansma passes over to Barkema. Barkema back to Jansma. Jansma at the top of the key. Jesse with it on the right side. Gives it up. Van Langen. Van Langen back to Gasink. Right side, Jansma. Jansma pulls the trigger. His three-pointer is good. Jesse Jansma with his third three. He's got 12 points. McLeod thought about, he brings it up to the left wing. Comes back over to Harden, under 4 minutes to go now, 3:50 and counting. Harden, Amadou, 15 to shoot. Now out front, McLeod to Kramer. Kramer right wing. Kramer to Hoagland. Hoagland, McLeod. McLeod rims off the three, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. A three gets him back to within 10. Jansma drives in, puts it up, blocked by McLeod, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Amadou, I believe, and Jansma will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Aaron Amadou whistled for his second personal foul. And both teams will be in the bonus from here on out as well. First free throw by Jansma is good. So Jesse Jansma. Second free throw, and Jansma, another double-digit performance after returning from injury. Dort College back to within 11 at 85-74. Now you've got some time. Down to the baseline is Harden, and a blocking foul called on Jesse Jansma with 3:17 remaining. Dakota Wesleyan will go to the free throw line with Nick Harden. Harden is a 73% free throw shooter. He'll shoot a 1-1. Harden, a 5'10 junior from Chicago, averaging 19 points per game. And he misses that one. Dort College a chance to get back to within single digits. Gasink driving in. He's stripped on the way up. Now the ball's down on the floor. Still loose. And what are we going to have? We're going to finally have a timeout called, and that's going to raise the ire of Brian Van Haften, as it certainly didn't look like anyone had possession to call a timeout. But a timeout is granted to Dakota Wesleyan. They save the possession. And Wesleyan still has two timeouts remaining. So timeout on the floor, granted to Dakota Wesleyan on the scrum at midcourt. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Tonight's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty. Hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Back with more right after this. Dakota Wesleyan basketball after the timeout. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Both teams are in the bonus. Dort College trails Dakota Wesleyan 85-74. Amadou with the basketball, drives into the lane, kicks it over to Davis. Davis, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken gets it ahead to Gasing. 2:40 remaining. Dort College down 11. Franken takes it in, lays it up with the right hand, and Dort College is back to within nine. So Garrett Franken with a two-point bucket. He's got 19. Wesleyan against the pressure defense by the defenders. Franken guarding Davis. They give it back to Amadou, and Amadou is fouled on the play by Ben Gasing. And Aaron Amadou will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a 1-1. Wesleyan will be in the double bonus after this trip to the free throw line. 2:16 remaining, so still time. First time Dort College has been within single digits since midway through the first half. Free throw missed by Amadou. Rebound, Dort College and Jansma. Jansma with the basketball, feeds it to Van Langen. Now Gasing. Gasing drives in, back to Barkema. Barkema lay in good. Chad Barkham with eight. Dort College trails 85-78. In the backcourt, now we've got a travel called on Amadou. And with 1:56 remaining, the defenders have the basketball and a chance to cut the lead to five with a two. Jesse Jansma, left baseline, inbounding. They get it into Van Langen. Jansma, three-pointer, bang, bang, bang! Jesse Jansma, his third triple. Dort College down 85-81. In the backcourt is Davis. Davis comes to a jump stop. They pass it over the timeline. Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Amadou, 1:35 remaining. Dort College down four. Davis with it. McLeod. McLeod, Amadou. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Now Hoagland. Hoagland, three, missed it, no good. Rebound Franken. Here comes Dort College, down four. Ben Gasing. Gasing driving. Back over to Van Langen. Van Langen, three-pointer. Got it! Three-point bucket by Josh Van Langen. Where has this come from? 11 points for Van Langen. Dort College is down one. 85-84. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. 58.5 seconds remaining. Wesleyan uses a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College was down at one point, 69-44, and things were not looking good. Now, suddenly, the defenders are down one with 58.5 seconds remaining. Wesleyan has the basketball. Oh, those folks who left early may miss a fantastic finish. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Well, having been on the other end of these types of games, you just have a pit in your stomach if you've squandered that lead. If you're Dort College, all of a sudden you've got some energy and you just kind of peck away at it. And suddenly it's a one-point ball game. Who'd have thought? 85-84. Wesleyan over the basketball. Now they've got to execute. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Defend both teams in the bonus. Ball's thrown in to Harden. Harden to Amadou. Amadou back to Harden. Into the corner, Hoagland. 15 to shoot. 50 on the game clock. Wesleyan with a one-point lead. Hoagland is going to drive in against Barkema. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Barkema. 40 seconds left to go in regulation. Right side pass. It comes over to Jansma. Dorkelich has two timeouts remaining. They pass it to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Jansma. Jansma on the right wing. Jansma. Pass deflected. It's tipped out of bounds, and it's last touched by Jansma. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. 25.9 seconds remaining. Well, Wesleyan will still have to close it out. They lead by one to the Tigers. Dort College will be committing a foul. If it gets to McLeod, you're going to want to give it to him. No, ball tipped. It's taken back by Hoagland. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan up the floor, and a foul on the play called on the defenders. Harden is fouled. And that foul is going to go on Josh Van Langen. That's his third. To the free throw line will be Nick Harden. He'll shoot a pair. He is 2 for 3 today. Entering play today, 73% free throw shooter. Wesleyan has one timeout remaining. Dort College has two. 17.4 seconds remaining, and he misses the first free throw. Still a one-point Wesleyan lead. 85-84. A second free throw for Harden. Deep breath by the Chicago, Illinois native. Left-hander puts it up. Off the heel, no good. Barkema with the rebound. Gasink will bring it up. 14 seconds. Now 12. Gasink gets a ball screen. Gives it Jansma. Ball fake. Three. Yes! Three-point bucket, Jesse Jansma. Dort College is up two. 5 seconds remaining. Into the front court, Amadou. Amadou drives in. Shot no good. Tap in. Is no good. Dort College wins! Dort College wins! Oh! Baby, Dort College wins! Oh my goodness! A 25-point second half comeback by the defenders. They keep fighting, they keep chipping away, and down goes Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace. Oh, what a beautiful sight to see that black and gold celebration taking place on the stage. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, the most beautiful sound from the Corn Palace faithful. Silence. 87-85, Dort College, a two-point win. Can you believe it? Oh, baby. Dort College, 5-2 for the season, 2-1 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan, 6-1 and 2-1. If I hadn't watched it, I wouldn't believe it. Dort College down 25, comes all the way back, and scores the victory tonight over Dakota Wesleyan by a final score of 87-85. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We will get to a break in just a moment. Looks like I've lost connection with the KDCR studio for the time being. Try to let that reestablish itself. Unbelievable. 87-85, Dort College overcomes a 25-point second-half deficit. Things were not looking good, to say the least, but the defenders somehow get it done, winning by two. Back with a recap, the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr88.5.com. Dort College defenders come all the way back from a 25-point deficit, and my curiosity is piqued. That was with 12:52 remaining in the ballgame. It was 69-42 the rest of the way. Dort College outscores Dakota Wesleyan 45-16. And that all adds up to a 25-point comeback. We'll take a look at the numbers in just a little bit, but Coach Brian Van Haften has made his way up, and we're going to get that taken care of and get him on his way. And I don't believe it, Coach. I've been around a while.
Yep, me too.
And
a long while.
I don't know that I've seen a 25-point comeback with about 13 minutes remaining, and your team just hung around and kept chipping away.
We did. We just hung around, and we kind of just figured out a little bit. I thought Dakota Wesleyan did a great job defensively in the game. They just took away a lot of our driving kicks, and they just did a really nice job of that. And eventually we got ourselves to a point where, I don't even know. I mean, we just made a few shots out there. They made a couple mistakes. They missed some free throws. That's what has to happen. About 2 years ago, we were playing at Co., and we were down 14 with 4.5 to go. And we hit a three at the buzzer to win by 1 point. So that's the closest I've had to that. But we were down 25 or 7 in this one, and it didn't look good.
It didn't, and you bring up a good point. There are times where you can trail 12, 14, 16, and you think, okay, you're still kind of in it. Down 25, there was not much going right at that point for your team.
No, we didn't play well we didn't play a bad second half. We just didn't make a few shots early on. But once we got going in there in the second half, momentum is a funny thing, right? I mean, momentum is a funny thing. We had 16 O-boards there. I mean, that's a big deal. I believe we had 10 turnovers at half, so we cut that in half. We made our free throws 11 for 12, all that kind of thing. And Jesse made some big shots for us down the stretch. We really needed him to we needed somebody to get it going, and he did it. Josh Lingen made a big shot. I thought Bust came in the game and had we switched to 2-3 zone. Bust did a really nice job in the middle of that zone for a little while, and we just – battled it off out, and it's hard to believe.
One player not to overlook, Garrett Franken, was giving you some offense tonight when you weren't getting a lot from anyone else.
You're right. He did a good job. He really did a nice job in the glass too, and he's really good. He really is. He's just a really good player, but we need to have someone else who's going to get it done too, and Jesse picked us up there for a little bit.
Coach, I don't have much more to add. I want you to be able to get on the road here shortly. Congratulations. Great win, and speaks to you guys just kept playing, and you don't know what's going to happen when you keep playing.
Now, great character guys. They really are. They're great character guys. They really do. They care about each other a lot. They love each other. They play well together as a team. Sometimes it didn't look like it in the first half tonight, but a lot of that had to do with Dakota Wesleyan. And we just got to get a little bit better for 40 minutes. But anyway, we're excited, Mike. I'm glad we got your heart rate up a little bit tonight.
Oh, kept it calm the whole way through.
Okay, that a baby.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College Defenders victorious by a final score, 87-85. Let's take a look at the final numbers on the Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort College 33 of 76 from the floor, 43%. 10 for 27 on threes, 37%. 11 of 12 on free throws, 92%. Dakota Wesleyan 30 of 70 from the floor, 43%. 11 of 32 from the three-point line, 34%. 14 for 20 on free throws, 70%. Dort College out-rebounded Dakota Wesleyan 49-31, and as Coach Van Haften said, Dort College cut their turnovers in half from the first half. They had 10 at halftime. They end with 15. Dakota Wesleyan had 2 at halftime. They end with 6. Dort College led tonight by Jesse Jansmus, 20 points, 6 for 9 from the floor, 5 for 7 on threes, 17 points for Garrett Franken, 15 points by Ben Gasink, 11 for Josh Van Lingen, 8 for Chad Barkema, Chandler Brunsting with 4, Zach Bussard ends with 7, Cooper Ross had 5. For Dakota Wesleyan, 21 by Ty Hoagland, 6 of 16 from the floor, 17 for Aaron Amadou, 16 for Nick Harden, 15 for Colin Kramer, 11 by Sam McLeod, 3 for Nate Davis, 2 for Tristan Techmeyer, for their total of 85 points. Dort College led by Garrett Frankens, 14 rebounds, 5 offensive, 9 defensive, 6 for Chad Barkema, 8 each for Jesse Jansma and Josh Van Lingen. Van Lingen also got credit for 2 block shots. Garrett Franken got 1 block shot. For Wesleyan, their rebounding effort was led by Colin Kramer with 8, and Aaron Amadou had 7. That is your Wireless World post-game wrap. And it has come now to that point at which we pick our defender, player of the game. Got a few different things going on here, so pardon me if I sound a little distracted. The player of the game, basketball, made possible by Sioux Center Health. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Tonight, it really is more challenging than you'd think. Garrett Frank and a double-double. But I am going to go tonight with Jesse Jansma. 6 of 9 from the floor, 5 for 7 on threes, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, 8 rebounds. And he ends with 20 points, including the eventual game winner from the left wing, as Dort College improves to 5-2 and 2-1 with the 87-85 win tonight over the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Hopefully you hung in with me for the entirety of tonight's game. Dort College gets a split tonight. Women lose by 4. Men, an improbable comeback from 25 points down with 13 minutes to go. Come away with a victory. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.